Perry, I tell you what, mate, with a great surname like that, you couldn't have asked for a better surname, mate, could you?
Quite lucky. My mum done me well there. It's okay. Definitely helped my career a bit, I reckon.
Good stuff, good
really
stuff.
Memorable. I get calls like from 7 years ago.
Yeah?
Oh, you sold my friend's house. Because it's such a memorable name.
The power.
I've tried not to be... People said that I should have done more with it, with the brand and... mate, but like, I didn't really want to do that.
What do you think about branding an estate agency? Is it all about the brand?
I think it's really 50-50.
Yeah.
I don't think you can expect people to be great unless the brand that's supporting them is great.
Okay.
And you can't expect to create a great brand without great people.
Okay, so let's talking of brands, we've got different types of brands in the estate agency. So let's go Posh End, your Savills and your Knight Frank. Would you do anything differently with them?
No. They're like an institution. They're institutions. They're not estate agent offices. There's a real and it's great, you know, 1800s where they started in, and they're a different kind of operator than your independents. Some will like it, some won't.
Okay, let's go the other end. Purple Bricks. Because they go bang on at these local property experts. What's your thoughts on that? Can you noise, Dan?
Yeah, I think I just don't agree personally with it takes that little effort to sell a house. It's a relentless, always on, always available, always negotiating, always doing the best for the client. You can't just flick online. Pebble Bricks, I don't agree people should choose them as an option. I think they're good for the industry because it's good that people have options. I just don't agree that people should choose that option.
But you are biased.
Yeah, but I could not be biased. I mean, I could add on an online offering tomorrow to my business. There's so many different service providers out there that give you this a similar infrastructure to them.
I mean, have you considered having an online offering to run alongside your estate agency? I know you're agency.
Definitely considered it. I've explored it. I've looked at it. Took about 3-4 months of thinking about it, discussing it with people, with the team, coaches, mentors, and it just turned out to be no. I believe, know where you play in the game, stick to it, specialise in it, own it, and it'd be easier.